Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 186. This is the show weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about my struggle to stay consistent with my paintings, the many faces. Also talking about some internet issues that made preparing for this show, not this particular show, but my show in general, made it a little difficult throughout the week. Also talking about some phone issues that I had this past week, as well as some mental health updates and issues that I've had this past week. And as always, at the end of every episode, I'm going to share something that I am thankful for, as I do at the end of every episode, trying to shine a little bit of light, a little bit of positivity in a world that is burning down around us. As far as the many faces, I almost took a week off. I just took 2 weeks off, like, last month. I've been back for maybe 2 weeks and almost took another week off. The reasoning was I was having internet issues. The internet was spotty for, I think, all Wednesday. And I wasn't sure when it was going to be. The update was going to be at least 48 hours, hopefully. So wasn't sure if it was going to get back to normal, and was just going to take the time off so I could prepare for an event. But it didn't. Thankfully, it didn't. I checked Thursday morning, and the internet was back up, thankfully. So I ended up painting, which I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't take the week off. Taking off time from anything isn't something that I want to get used to doing. It's definitely something I don't mind doing now that, you know, I used to be very, very strict about never missing a week, never missing a day with the podcast, never missing a day with the paintings. But I've gone so long doing that that it's like, you know, I'd rather try and avoid burnout than try and reach some standard of consistency. But I'm glad I didn't take the week off from painting because I want to keep that as regular as possible. And then also Friday, so I paint Thursday, live Thursday at 4:20 on YouTube. And Friday is when I process the new paintings. I photograph them. I edit all the making of videos, which there are like four different versions of making of videos. And this Friday was by far one of the most efficient Fridays. I got my editing done, got everything done at a great time. I was actually very happy with how fast I got everything done. And also reminds me that, like, I can get that stuff done fast. And, like, the reason why it takes me all day a lot of the times is because I'm not, like, trying to be efficient with it. So it was a nice kind of proof of concept, kind of, not proof of concept, but back to a time of efficiency where I got everything done. I didn't miss anything, although I haven't been scanning the images. I figure I'll just wait until people buy them and scan them when they purchase them, or scan them if I'm going to be taking them to a show. But other than that, I'm going to because then I'm just going to have hundreds of scans that I'm going to have to start figuring out storage for, digital storage for. But still doing everything else. So if somebody buys a print, prints are still available. 5 prints, limited prints, signed, numbered per image. So if somebody buys a print, then I'll scan it. I know what the process is, and then I'll save it. But, or maybe I'll just go through in batches, like once a month, go through and scan everything. I don't know. Or what I, you know, what I really should do is scan it as I go. But it's just one extra thing on a, on the Friday that, and that does take time scanning, especially the larger images. So I don't know. Kind of playing it by ear when it comes to the scanning aspect of my paintings. But back pretty much 100% with the paintings. The painting itself went well, and the editing went great. Very efficient Thursday and Saturday, and Thursday and Friday. As far as my personal week, like I mentioned, internet issues all day Wednesday. I was noticing it. Just websites wouldn't load correctly, or it would take forever, like YouTube or my own Squarespace website. Just not at all being able to load. So while I was in the office, while I was working, was noticing stuff. Thankfully, most of my work is me uploading stuff, which uploading went fine, but it was downloading. So loading web pages, and then at night, after I was done with my work and going to watch movies to review, like Adam's Family Values and other movies that I've watched to review, could not stream. It would stream for like 2 minutes, and then it would buffer for 10, then stream for 2 minutes, buffer for 10, which is not good. Thankfully, I was able to download on my iPad, which the downloads just took forever. Was able to download on my iPad a lot of the movies that I needed to watch for this week. So was able to download through Netflix. Because only some streaming platforms I have allow me to download, because I don't have the premium service for all of my streaming services. So Netflix is one I have the ability to download. So I was able to download like The Ratcatcher that I reviewed on Friday. I was able to download a bunch of the Despicable Me movies that are available through Netflix. So that I pretty much just spent Wednesday night watching movies on my iPad, which is very sad. I have like a projector and a massive screen, and it wouldn't let me stream to my projector. It wouldn't let me do that because Netflix doesn't have Apple TV support, apparently. Like, it only connects to, like, Rokus and things like that. So, I had to watch it on my iPad, which is fine. Been watching a lot of stuff on small screens recently. But it's a bummer because I like watching them on my projector. I like feeling like I'm at a movie theater, especially if I'm watching movies. But, yeah, so kind of a bummer Wednesday. And because of that, was planning on potentially missing taking the week off from painting because I didn't want to have to deal with a stream that may or may not work. But everything ended up working out. Was able to get some movies to watch, and was able to get some stuff done on Wednesday, which was nice. Let's take a short break from this episode. Hey, loyal listeners of The Ray Taylor Show. You know, it's one thing to tune in and engage with the content I personally create for you. But what if I told you there's a way to wear your fandom? Introducing our exclusive line of merchandise, inspired directly by the vibes and visuals of this very podcast. From stylish t-shirts that'll make you stand out in the crowd, to our eco-friendly, biodegradable phone cases adorned with artwork inspired by the show. You can now carry a piece of The Ray Taylor Show wherever you go. Whether you're looking to make a fashion statement or protect your phone with some flair, or simply want to show off your love of the show, our merchandise has got you covered. Ready to rock our gear? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and get yours today. Wear the show, be the vibe. Now let's get back to the show. And then also, coincidentally, I was also having phone issues where, like, for a couple days, I just was not receiving text messages, which is crazy. And I forget which day it was when I finally like realize like maybe I'm just not getting texts, because I was expecting to hear back from a couple people, and like I texted my roommate about something and just never heard back, which is weird. And I was like and noticed that like I wasn't tried to sign into my account that I have my cell phone service through, and when and they send a text message, you know, for the second verification, whatever. And I noticed I wasn't getting a text message there. So I was like, wait a minute. I reset my phone, turned it off, turned it back on, and started getting a flood of text messages. This has never happened before, ever. So I don't know if it was a local thing. I don't know if it had anything to do with the internet being down, like maybe they were on the same network or whatever. I don't know what it was, but I had like 2 days of text messages just flooding my phone, which was crazy. Thankfully, that's fixed too. I thought it may be happening again the other night, and then I kind of figured out a way to test to make sure it's working in case I feel like I'm missing texts. But kind of a weird technological herpes week. Tech herpes were something that I had to deal with a lot, especially when my podcast studios and recording setups were far more elaborate, you know, especially in Denver, where I had like, you know, it was two microphones. We had a monitor behind us. We had a monitor in front of us. We were streaming live. We were recording audio and video, GoPros, webcams, multiple cameras. It was the most elaborate studio setup I've ever had. And the more equipment you use, the more opportunity for something to go wrong. And I always called it tech herpes because, you know, it can go away for a while, but there's always flare-ups. Like, it's never gone. There's no cure. But you can mitigate flare-ups by simplifying your podcast studio, which I have done over the years. I am probably the most streamlined I have ever been podcasting, right? I've got 4 lights, 2 on my green screen, 2 to light me. I use my iPad to record. I also have my iPad set up for my teleprompter, so I have my notes. I have my H4N recording the audio, and that's pretty much it. I have my laptop just in case. Very simple. Headphones to my H4N to make sure my audio levels are good, just in case. You never know. It's always frustrating as a podcast producer listening to podcasts where they have audio issues that could have easily been avoided if the producer just wore headphones. Whoever's recording the podcast, if they just worn headphones, they could have heard that a microphone had low levels or was blown out or was having static for some reason. It's just, yeah, it's something that thankfully I haven't had to deal with. I think it's mostly because I stopped subscribing to a lot of comedians' podcasts, and they were pretty horrible at recording properly. Even the ones that made a career of producing podcasts were horrible at producing their own podcasts. But yeah, so simplicity, definitely the best way to avoid tech herpes. But like, and even internet stuff, when I first moved to where I'm living, they had internet issues all the time. Like, I never could have streamed anything. It would go out all the time. There was constant problems back when they had cable internet. And then maybe a year or two ago, they switched to fiber. And not only do we not have problems ever with service, but the speed is exponentially better, which is insane. And I think they're paying less too. So it's like, it's amazing. And apparently the issue that happened, why it was out in our area, is there was somebody cut the fiber. I don't know how you fix that, but they did, and it didn't take long. Like, it was up pretty much the next afternoon, so it was out for like a day, and it was just download. I mean, downloads, you could still download, was just super slow, but then uploads was still so fast. So, I don't know. Kind of like some speed bumps throughout the week. Annoying. Which, because of my mental health, you know, kind of, it affected me a lot stronger than it should have. Well, it wasn't too horrible, but my mental health has been all over the place. Like, I have for sure been manic the past 2 weeks. For sure. And not like, it's so crazy. Like, a few months ago, on an episode of Raised Days, one of the things I was thankful for was my mania. Which, after this week, is just, these weeks, it's just like, that is the most insane thing to say. Because, yeah, sometimes it's amazing. It feels amazing, and it can maybe work sometimes. But then sometimes it's like just flying off the handlebars, feels like, mentally. And that's what I felt like this past couple weeks, just like all over the place. And I don't know. Like, it's just, it's really crazy, and I don't know. Like, I've kind of, yesterday and then today, just trying to eliminate a lot of distractions and just kind of letting my brain calm down a bit. Also going to be ordering some, I've been seeing these ads for this, like, these mushroom gummies that have like 12 different mushrooms in them. And I'm going to order some of those to see how those feel, how those work. But it's been a crazy week, a crazy couple weeks, actually. And part of that is I did not attend the Love Local event for a lot of reasons. It's an event that I've never done well at. I'm usually the only artist, if not one of two, three artists that are there. It's mostly small businesses. It's also in conjunction with a church. So, you know, unless I'm selling like Jesus art, they're not really supporting the arts, as it were. They all assume I do drugs. Like, the only way I can create my paintings is if I'm doing psychedelics. That was a very common thing doing this show in the spring. And it's a very inexpensive show to take part in. So I wasn't losing out on that much money. And it's a Sunday morning, so it would have been taking place right now as I'm recording this. And, you know, which would have pushed my recording to Monday, which is fine. I've done that before. But I just wasn't feeling very good the past couple days. Kind of not only just mental health-wise, but kind of also feeling like I'm getting sick. Like shivers and kind of achy, and I don't know. Let's take a quick break from the show. Listeners, are you ready to take your experience with the Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Dive into Inspired Disorder Plus. For just $5 a month, you unlock a world of premium content that's sure to satisfy your every entertainment and artistic craving. Imagine enjoying the Ray Taylor Show, a full week completely ad-free in both audio and video formats. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Get exclusive access to the live painting archive. Be the first to lay your eyes on the new releases from The Many Faces, and enjoy members-only discounts and deals that'll have you coming back for more. With a treasure trove that includes a podcast back catalog boasting 14 unique shows and over 600 episodes, personal insights through Ray Taylor's own blog, that's me, creative writing to spark your imagination, and interactive Ask Me Anything section. Inspired Disorder Plus is a feast for the curious mind. Ready to elevate your entertainment game? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become a member of an exclusive club. Dive in, indulge, and inspire your senses. Now let's get back to the show. I just didn't feel like pushing myself to not only wake up at like 4 in the morning to drive to set up and then be around a bunch of church people that don't want to buy my work, that don't even want to look at my work. So I took it off. I don't have any events booked right now. I haven't heard of anything. I've seen art events that are going on around the valley that I didn't even know about, which that's what I want to take part in. I want to take part in art-specific events. I'm kind of tired of doing, especially this one where it's like small businesses. Like, it's not something that, like, nobody cares that there's an artist there. You know, maybe I think I sold one thing each time I've done it. And it's super inconvenient as far as when I produce my stuff. But if I could do like an actual just art event, that's at least people are showing up to that event to look at art. That's what I want. But I wish there was like an easy way to like hear about these things. Because this is the time of year when all the events are going on. You know, people are in town. This is, you know, weather's cooling off. So you have all the snowbirds coming back into town. And it's a resort town. So people who live in where it snows, they come here. You know, they have second homes in gated communities. Or they're out here on vacation at resorts playing golf, playing pickleball. And this is the time of year when all the events are. And then the end of kind of that is Coachella, is kind of when things start heating up. Coachella and Stagecoach are kind of like the last two events that happen. And in like April, May. So it's not a big window. And I don't know. I want to do things more effective. I don't want to be wasting my time and money going to events that aren't really, I don't feel are going to help. So, canceled the event, which, you know, it's the second event that was canceled. I backed out of the other one, the 111 Night Market, that was in conjunction with Brand Sesh because of the weather. It was windy, and turns out that event got canceled anyway. So, I don't know. Like, I'll definitely do that, the 111 Night Market. Haven't heard back from any of that stuff. There's supposed to be a new venues and new locations and all that kind of stuff. Haven't heard anything back. And, yeah, so maybe I just need to take a couple days and just search for what's going on. There's a couple art fairs in my area in La Quinta that hopefully I'll be able to participate in, especially since I was able to participate in the museum exhibition in that same area, downtown La Quinta, Old Town La Quinta. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, my mental health hasn't been great. Kind of all over the place. For sure manic. For sure manic. But just like, yeah, just hard to focus on stuff. So distracted. There were times I had to watch movies twice just because I could not pay attention. They, like, so many, like, multiple movies played and I didn't know what happened in either of them. And it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I hopefully am going to be able to calm things down. But as I like to do at the end of every episode is talk about something I am thankful for. And this week, I am thankful for something that I've probably said before, especially last year, this time last year. But I'm thankful for being able to use to sleep with something that is more than just a bed sheet. Because since spring, it has been hot, it has been air conditioner on constantly, and even a bed sheet has been too much. Like, I just kind of just sleep on top of my bed with nothing on me, and that's kind of it. Fans going, air conditioner going, and finally it's cooling down. Like, I'm able to have the windows open, the sliding glass door open, and have a little fan in the window to pump cold air into my space so it's nice and cold at night, so I can actually put a blanket, like put a thin blanket on, because I love cold weather. I love being able to bundle up. I enjoy that. Enjoy wearing hoodies. I enjoy wearing sweatpants. I hate sweating. I hate constantly sweating for months on end. So it's finally a time of year where it's cooling down and I can put a couple thin blankets on my bed. And it'll probably get even colder in the next couple months, hopefully, to where I might even have to have my electric blanket on for a week or two. But yeah, definitely thankful for the cooler weather. Also, like, not only just being able to put blankets on, like, I enjoy the cool weather. I enjoy being able to use blankets, but also on my new bed, which is just absolutely comfortable. The best bed I've ever had. The pillow I got, perfect. Like, it is the best combination pillow mattress ever had in my entire life. So being able to finally bundle up and get cozy in that is added benefits. So anyway, that is what I'm thankful for this week. Upcoming events, as always, every Thursday, live painting at 4:20 Pacific time over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where you can watch me paint 7 new abstract and surreal faces as part of the Many Faces ongoing series of artwork. Over 2,300 original faces painted every Thursday at 4:20 on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Come on, hang out, watch me paint, listen to a podcast. Now through January 27th of 2024 is the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum, La Quinta, California. Over 40 artists submitted paintings in the Desert Views. Mine is one of them, so stop by, check it out through January 27th. And January 20th, 2024, is the artist reception for the Desert Views exhibit. So if you want to meet the artists, I will be there along with everybody else. I have not gone to see the exhibit yet. Kind of crazy, but I haven't. I want to go down there to see all the art and all of that. So do that. I will do that. If you want all the details, go to inspireddisorder.com/events for all the details on my upcoming live and local events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with you all through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.